This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back, folks. We're checking in with Lacey Osborne, CEO and President of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Lacey, let's start out. There's some news that was announced by the Federal Office of Management and Budget that St. Tammany now will be its own MSA, which is an acronym for Metropolitan Statistical Area. Y'all were once part of New Orleans. Now you're the center of your own. Tell us about that.
That's correct. And word kind of got out on the street, and there was a lot of questions. First of all, what is OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, and what is MSA? So MSA, it is... The main reason for the change is a drop in commuters to the South Shore. So the Metropolitan Statistical Area has been created only inclusive of not all of St. Tammany, but the cities of Slidell, Mandeville, and Covington. So the latest data showed that New Orleans Metairie MSA now includes Orleans, Jefferson, Plaquemines, St. Bernard, St. Charles, St. James, and St. John the Baptist. So up until now, St. Tammany was in that region. So it's not just the city of New Orleans, but the surrounding parishes.
Correct. And so because of the reduction in the number of commuters, and really, I guess, a reflection of you having your own microeconomy, so to speak, on the North Shore, contributed to this new designation, right?
Correct. So the population impact is, I think, the thing that most people relate to. So what is our population in St. Tammany alone? It's nearly 276,000. But in Orleans alone, it's 962,000. So there's still a big difference in the city and our parish. And the commuting
trend. You mean Orleans and the MSA, not just Orleans Parish, because they don't have much population. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, correct. Correct. Inclusive of these other parishes, I stated.
Right. Yes. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, and St. Tammany Parish, as far as new business creation, we have seen more activity, more businesses locating here. There's more of an effort. We have a very active economic development arm in St. Tammany Corporation. So there are people don't really understand when a cold storage place moves here or what the economic impact will be, but there's several projects in the works and a few that have just located here. And so the job to population ratio in St. Tammany has increased from 232 jobs per 1,000 residents in 1990 to 346 jobs per 1,000 residents. So we are having stronger local employment growth.
So, Lacey, what happens next? So, obviously, St. Tammany Parish now becomes the genesis of a new MSA. So let's talk about Tangipahoa to the west. I mean, you guys have a pretty symbiotic relationship with them on many, many fronts. Is there anticipation that they come into your MSA, or are they part of a different MSA, maybe Baton Rouge?
They are their own MSA. I was in conversation this morning with the Tangipahoa Chamber Director, and it is not all of Tangi, it is Hammond. So I don't really know all the details about them, but I do know that Tangipahoa is booming. They have businesses coming in, businesses that have established, and I can't say as of when, but of course after Katrina, similar to St. Tammany, but in recent years as well. So they are their own MSA. You know, we're not on our list to talk about, but the I-12 corridor is the most largely populated region in our state. We have one of the largest voting blocks. And Tangi, you know, we sometimes get confused on, okay, who is North Shore and who is part of Greater Baton Rouge? It's really a three-legged stool. But when we have events such as at the Capitol, we have an event we call North Shore Focus. And that includes St. Tammany, Washington, Tangi, and Livingston parishes. Even though Livingston's sort of more East Baton Rouge, they are considered North Shore. So this new designation is, it means good things for St. Tammany. An MSA typically is one or more parishes, or they call them counties, we call them parishes, and they are based on social and economic factors and typically centered around an urban core with a significant population. So I believe that we are, our population is growing, whether you like it or not. It's going to continue to grow. We're going to have issues to address along with that growth, including you always hear transportation, drainage. Well, housing is becoming an issue, and it's not just here in Louisiana or the North Shore. It is a nationwide issue. So,
it seems to me that this is really a recognition of you guys having a lot of activities organically grown, right, within the confines of St. Tammany Parish, not relying upon other parishes as it relates to economic activity, changes in demographics, things of that nature, that really you're driving a lot of what's happening organically as opposed to others from the outside in. Does that make sense?
I agree with that, and it's not, it is, it's happening organically. I personally am a native of the city, New Orleans. I have been on the North Shore for 25 years now. And in my position with the chamber, of course, I meet a lot of people, and I would estimate, and this is pure Lacey figure, there's no research on this, but just the people I meet here and there all over the place, I would guesstimate 35 to 40% of our residents are New Orleans natives. Now, since Katrina, we have a lot of St. Bernard as well, but we have them from all over. And so the North Shore is part of New Orleans, and we believe that New Orleans is part of the North Shore. And we didn't create this MSA. We didn't ask for it. It's just we got notice from the federal government that the OMB has made this change.
Well, you know, for what it's worth, my attitude is if you deserve it, you should have it. Right. I mean, you know, that's just the way the cycle is going to go. There's no doubt that the tide rises for all of us, whether we're on the South Shore, the North Shore. We're connected in so many different ways, shapes and forms. In the end, it doesn't really matter. It's not a competition really between you and us. It's a competition between us and them, you know, the rest of the Gulf South. Right.
Correct. And you know, we have this conversation a lot, and again, we're all in this together. We want the city of New Orleans to thrive. We want all, you know, the east side of St. Tammany and the west side, we're building a bridge there. But having grown up in New Orleans, it was the lakefront crowd and then the uptown crowd and the West Bank. And so all parishes, communities have that. And I hate to use the word competition. It should be more co-opetition. That's a word we made up. Cooperative mm-hmm. competition. We're all in this together. And so, again, becoming our MSA, it is organic. St. Tammany has been growing since 1960, when you look at the numbers. And I used to come over here to people's summer home or weekend home, and now the weekend home is the home. So yeah. It's fun to watch. You know, I was in the city this week on St. Charles Avenue, and it's great to have a region that has so much to offer for our quality of life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
And I'm sure you'll be at the Taylor Swift concert this weekend as well, right?
I love the city. I will not be there. I'm avoiding the city. Okay.
You're going to let judgment prevail. You're not going to get in with the masses this weekend. You're going to relax at home, right?
Correct. Correct. I'll be there the next weekend and the next weekend.
Well, you have a lot to do this weekend on the North Shore. There's a lot going on over there. Let's pivot and talk about that.
Okay. Well, the three primary cities that make up our new MSA, tonight is a busy night. Pick which one you want to go to. In Slidell, it's a very popular Old Town Slidell Halloween zombie crawl, and it's along the Fall Street Fair. They call it the Fall Street Fair, so it's along with that event. And that's in Slidell. Now, in Mandeville is Mandeville Live. They have a concert series. It's so popular. It's at their trailhead. They have a stage. Mandeville Live, tonight's performers are the Sugar Shakers. And Covington has a series of Final Friday Block Parties from, I believe it's May through October. And it's a car show. They bring in the old cars. And tonight is the final one of this year, and it will include trick-or-treating for the kids. So that's
and then
just
tomorrow night, they'll have the Field of Screams Halloween Trail in at the Covington Rec Park as well, right?
Correct. And there's a lot of Halloween activities over here. So that is tomorrow night. And the concerts will continue at the Covington Trailhead on Halloween night, this Thursday, with Tyler Kinchin and the Right Pieces. And then, of course, the Mandeville Trailhead concerts will continue November 1st with two favorite bands. Deacon John will be November 1st, and Four Unplugged will be November 8th. And those are both at the Mandeville Trailhead. Very, very popular bands. No doubt it'll be a big crowd.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. A lot of what the city has had to offer, free fairs, festivals, things of that nature, you're seeing more and more of that on the North Shore. And you're also seeing more and more South Shore folks go to the North Shore for these events.
Our tourism numbers are also growing along with everything else in St. Tammany. I do know that all of our hotels are booked this weekend because of Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of my favorite things coming up is the Three Rivers Art Festival. And that is November 9th and 10th. They shut down Columbia Street, and the artists come, put up tents, and I usually go Saturday and Sunday. It's just, it's like going to an art museum. They're just the arts, the crafts, the paintings, the various, and of course all the restaurants are open. There's food trucks out there, and it's only from 10 till 5 each day. It's very, very popular. But we, you know, we do, I think it's across the state, really. It's from Monroe and Shreveport all the way down here, events are just all over, and it's part of our culture in Louisiana. We
absolutely
like to have fun, right?
Oh, no doubt. Lacey Osborne, thank you so much for joining us, CEO and President of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Have a great weekend. And, folks, we just gave you a long list of things to do on the North Shore, understanding completely and totally that the city is slammed and you may not want to come this way. So have a great weekend, Lacey, and thank you so much for joining us.
Same to you. Thank you.
All righty, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.